Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I already have love in my life, but it's not with the man. I love my life. I love my mom. Sometimes you don't have to have men. Men bring me pain.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
That could be Natalie's new show. Natalie could get her own spinoff called Men Bring Me Pain.
Oh, what? I thought you were reading my diary. I'm so sorry. I thought that was me. Same, Natalie. Same.
Whoa. That's too close to home. Ouch.
This was a beautiful dramatic monologue. Like, give the woman the role. Give her the role.
Men bring me pain.
Give her the role.
I don't know why. Maybe she's just too crazy and she'd get too into a theater role. I don't know why I don't see her starring in like a one woman version of Three Sisters.
She could do it. She would fall in love with every cast member.
Yeah. I just need to. It feels masochistic on her part, but I just kind of need to see it because she's so certifiable at this point.
I always need her on the single life.
Me too.
Always.
This is TLS. This is TSL. Almost like DSLs, but with a T.
Doesn't really work. But you know what? It's better than the name of episode 8. Chantel gets a taste. Why don't we just call it Snail, 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 Snails?
It sounds like the sequel to Stella Got Her Groove Back, but no one got anything.
No one got anything but slimy snails. Because I gotta agree with Chantel. I wouldn't want to eat a snail.
Here's the thing. If someone says this is a delicacy of my country and is being super, is saying blah, blah, everyone else is eating it, and you've been talking about how you love adventure and all this shit, you eat that snail, and when they're not looking, you spit it out in a napkin.
That is what you do. That is what you do.
You don't make your face it like this. I'm not eating snails.
We've learned many seasons ago, eat the pork.
Eat the pork like Larry. Eat the lechon.
Who I think they're still together. She's karaokeing around the world. And by the world, y'all, just like
their trailer park. But good for them. They're happy. They're happy. But really take the, and also don't make a big deal out of it. If someone is talking, if someone from a different culture is really wanting you to, is so happy to share their culture with you, do you eat that shit sandwich and spit it out?
You do. If you're, by the way, we're going to remind sissies on the video, on the smorgasbord here.
Oh, this is a video tour.
Yes, we had a problem with our video for our regular 90 day for one part. So we're making a video for you today. We're remote but goat because it's raining and Jake and I don't, people don't leave their houses in LA when it rains.
It's really sad, but it's true.
Couldn't get me over there. Also, Poodle had a leak in his apartment and it looks like Kosovo in his living room, as Poodle would say.
If you can see to the right, there's a bookshelf that's just hanging out.
To your left, to the left from the viewer.
I can't really flip this around. Okay. No, I can't. But
is that what you tell your dates? I can't flip this around.
You're going to have to do the heavy lifting. And by me, don't mean heavy lifting by me. Don't you ever say that. they're going to come back and paint as soon as the rain leaves. But the leak, everything in my apartment has been switched around, and everything has been at sixes, at sevens, and I've been very, very nervous, like a cat trying to cover up shit on a tin roof.
It's not affecting me at all. Not ready for it to be done
so
at
sorry.
All. Anyway, y'all, we're going to talk about tour dates this episode.
Woohoo!
They're
woohoo!
Just like Poodle said at the end of January.
We're only 19 days late. I think that's pretty good.
Actually 20 when this airs, but who's counting?
That's my average lateness of my period. So
wow. Wow. Yeah. We've got some other things too while Poodle looks that up. We're gonna get to those in a second, but we want to remind you, Seeking Sister Wife coming out
singular.
March 4th. And we are covering it. It's going to be on the Cringe tier. We're going to put the first episode. That's the $8 tier.
Yeah.
So that's available on Patreon, Supercast, or Apple Podcasts, y'all. If you are on Apple Podcasts, just tap it and
tap
there you go.
It and you don't have to even think about it.
Don't have to think about it. It's just like your husband and Poodle. Just tap. He can tap it and he doesn't have to think about
it. And then you don't have to be reminded, although the effects of Poodle usually don't wear off, and then they start maybe leaving every once a month, and then you don't know where they come from. But you can, but still,
warning: antibiotics will be required.
get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Yeah. Not a Z-pack. You need a shot in the butt.
You need the XXX pack.
Yeah.
So that's on March 4th. That'll be dropping. Also, there was a couple of collabs we did. First of all, I was on my friend Brittany. Her podcast is called My Only Friends.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can check that out. You can look on, I think we posted on both of our social media for that. And then we have our, I think, not collab that's dropping on February 28th on their feed. Yeah.
Yes, and then we'll be having them on our feed and a date to be announced. But we had so much fun. Y'all are going to like finger bang yourself with Cheeto fingers in that episode. It was spectacular. We had a really good time.
Joey was looking at his new nude photo shoot pictures during the podcast, and Ellen was yelling at him, which reminded me of yelling at Poodle when he's looking on his Grindr.
To the point that she was texting him during, he's like, "You're being very rude right now."
Can I do that to you when you're on your Grindr? Can I text you and say you're being rude?
I won't respond, and I probably won't look.
All right,
you blocked in most social networks.
Yeah, same. I figured. Poodle, what are we doing this afternoon, though?
Oh,
Jesus!
You know, whenever
I just set it up here, for you.
Here's what we're doing. Another collab with Julian Brandy from...
Formerly Dumb Gay Politics, now Dumb Gay Podcast.
And we are talking, get ready. This is an unannounced By Curious. This is going to be for January, even though it premiered a little later. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I made a unilateral decision because I'd had so many people come at me about Couple Thruple. I was getting DMs about it daily.
So was I. Also, we are slammed right now because of Love is Blind and our recording so much.
So your By Curious for January is going to be Couple to Thruple with Julie and Brandy. That'll drop sometime this week. February, we'll go back to normal voting as scheduled.
But here's the deal. Because we made the decision and also because it's a collab, it's actually going to be a By Curious, but it's going to be on the public feed. So it's going to be a special By Curious for everyone.
For everyone! You can see what we do every month for the $5 feed. We recap a show that we don't normally watch. Some of them are good and some of them aren't.
I really like it. I really like Couple to Throw. I wish we had time. I wish we had time. I would love to cover it, but we don't.
Do you like it in a way that it's messy and awful? You like watching it? Okay.
Yes.
Just clarify.
And that none of these people are prepared to be in a thruple.
None of them.
None of them.
It's so good. I don't even think Sean and Brittany like each other.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. So anyway, check that out. And we're going to be on Julie and Brandy's show. So y'all, if you ever wanted to know what Poodle thought about politics, we're going to be talking about politics.
Get the fuck ready. Because I don't talk about politics on our show.
Reality Gaze does not support the thoughts and opinions of Poodle Anthony. Please do not hold Reality Gaze.
I will say this. Reality Gaze is not responsible for most of my political opinions.
It's going to be a lot.
Brand would go down really quickly.
I'm just going to be sitting there biting my nails, probably not even saying much. I'll be honest.
Oh, God. Oh. So, yeah, I'm going to go on that podcast and spew out everything I've been wanting to go with. That's
you're going
to
let your inner
dumb gay podcast.
Your inner Rachel Maddow's coming out. Maybe you should get your Rachel Maddow wig.
I feel like Rachel Maddow is my outer Rachel Maddow.
Like Rachel Maddow would listen to you and go, God, that's too much.
Yeah.
I
think if I ever saw her in public, I might cry.
Oh, I think you would 100%
cry. And both of us would be awkward.
She would be, she would be scared of you.
I think she'd be fine. I'd come at her like you come at someone, like when you fan people, and I get scared when that happens. So
you do get scared. Yeah.
And come with those kind of like Lenny of Mice and Men arms. Mm-hmm.
Love me, George.
Scary.
Love me.
Yeah.
Speaking of love me, love is blind. We've got three episodes dropping this week, I believe.
Three more episodes dropping this week on Thursday at midnight. Theirs drop Wednesday at midnight, and ours drop Thursday at midnight.
I have not watched them yet. I don't think you have, because we get confused. So we watch one episode, and then we listen and watch.
We had the Crappies this weekend.
But our other podcast friends that watch the show and cover it have told me that the 6, 7, and 8 are even better than the episodes.
No, 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9 are even better than the first 6 episodes.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
Wow.
So anyway, check that out. That's on the $5 tier. And yeah, Poodle, what did we do this weekend?
We did the Crappies. It was a special, like, covert. We weren't presenting. We had to tell everyone we were presenting, but it was actually a special guest slot.
If you don't know what the Crappies are, y'all, most of you
watch
do.
What Crappens Awards,
Watch What Crappens is a podcast with our good friends Ben and Ronnie. They cover all Bravo housewife stuff, and they do an award show called The Crappies.
And they're doing Traitors right now. They're like, I admire them for doing it. I wish we had time to do the Traitors. God, this season is incredible.
So,
you haven't watched it, right?
I have not.
Yeah, it's so good. I still think Sheree is going to pull it out, and she'll win, and she'll be surprised that she won because she has no fucking clue of what's going on or how to play the game. Same thing. I think Kevin for Bling Empire might even be the second runner-up, and he won't know how he won either.
Oh, is he just so stupid on that show?
It's not.
I love him. He's very sweet.
When we interviewed him,
I don't think he's stupid, but
he was a lot more intelligent. In that interview than he was on the show. We were both kind of shocked.
Yeah.
I think on camera, they just coax him to giving the dumbest
possible. So you think he plays into it?
I think he does, but I think he just feels so kind of impressionable. He just kind of has one of these faces that's just like,
But do you want to suck his dick the whole time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he looks really hot on the show. They call him a himbo on the show. So it's, and Kate Chastain is back and giving everything. The episode ended with Kate Chastain being put in a dungeon, and she's like, it smells like, or like, she's like, this is a real shit show. It is so good. Alan Cumming's outfits. If you do not watch it, what are you doing with your life? And if you want to recap, listen to Crappens, because they do recaps better than anybody, better than us.
We don't do recaps.
I feel like we barely. But that's our brand.
It is good though that finally Poodle's dropping some of his perfection, because he realized Ben and Ronnie don't memorize everything. And he looked at me during the show and said, "We're not memorizing anything on the tour." And I went, "Thank you."
And I said, "Maybe some music." Speaking of tour, get your cheetah fingers ready.
All right. So, y'all, our tour dates, the way it's working, this is Tuesday when the show aired. So, we've announced the tour dates today.
We've announced them.
They're going on sale, pre-sale tomorrow on Wednesday. That is just for everyone on the RG Plus. So, everyone on RG Plus, if you're on $8, $15 tier.
Patreon, Supercast, Apple subscriptions, you have gotten either a podcast with the code in it. You can't even stand to let me tell it.
You're so worried. You just interrupt me and talk over.
You have a terrible track record.
I was trying to explain it in less than a minute, than 10 minutes for you.
Then go ahead. I'll have to jump in.
I'm silenced now. Just do it.
You have consistently fucked up this release.
What time? I said what date was wrong?
No, you fucked it up every time.
Just finish.
So we are Wednesday. This is airing on this is dropping on Tuesday night. Wednesday is the beginning of the presale. 10 a.m. wherever you are in the world. Locally.
Listen to that again. Wherever you are in the world. So it's not, don't get up in California thinking it's 10 a.m. Eastern time. No, the way it works, it's based on the location of the theater. So it's 10 a.m. for your local time. That's all you have to worry about.
Yes. 10 a.m. your local time. And that you will get a pre-sale code, whether it is in a podcast or in an email. Based on your site in Patreon, you'll get it a post. I think we also posted in Supercast.
We do.
We don't have the capabilities in Apple Podcasts to do a post. So you will get a podcast announcing that. But everyone on RG Plus, every tier gets a presale code.
VIP, we're telling you now, you need to be an RG Plus member, because it's going to sell out, and you're not going to have VIP if you're doing the general sale.
Well, in other words, if you want VIP and you're not already an RG Plus member, I would join it just for this month, because it sold out last time. So remember, we are by the venues, we are regulated to like sometimes 50 or 75 people, but that's it.
And then, so that's going to be on Wednesday. Then you have Thursday to keep buying that pre-sale. And then on Friday, the general sale is going
to
go
open
on
to
everyone.
The rabble.
And it'll be again at 10 a.m. on the local time of the theater when it's open. So
don't tell me you were on a girl's trip this week and you didn't know about it because you got a phone.
It's that phone. It's that little computer. You got that. All right. Let's go through these
quickly. Well, here, I'll just do it.
This is a tour dates for sure. That's not true. This is a tour dates for If You Can Dream It, you can, you know what you can do with it. It's here's our tour dates and Poodle, go.
April 3rd, Boston. April 5th, New York City. April 6th, Washington, D.C. April 18th, Cleveland. April 19th, Minneapolis. April 20th, Detroit, what? May 7th, Nashville. That's Zanies.
It's very famous. You can't make fun of it. It's a very famous club.
I'm going to make fun of the name of the venue.
Stand-up comedy.
I'm going to make fun of the name of the venue. April 8th, Atlanta, which it's like someplace called Terminal West, which I still think is the airport. April 9th, Tampa, Improv Comedy Theater.
I'm not looking forward to those roosters.
May 10th. I can't wait, and I'm filming you getting chased by one this year. May 10th, Fort Lauderdale. All you South Florida sissies can shut the fuck up now. May 29th, Denver. May 31st, Austin, Tejas. June 1st, Dallas. June 5th, back to Columbus to see Dirty. I don't think anyone's ever called it that.
No.
June 6th, Indianapolis, new city for us. June 7th, Chicago. We need to go to Pizza Boy this year if we can make it. June 8th.
We're probably not going to have time.
Probably not. June 8th, Toronto.
Yes,
finally.
You heard it. Canada.
June 19th, Portland. Portland.
Oregon.
Not Maine. Oregon. June 20th, Seattle. New city coming up. June 21st, Vancouver.
Canada again. What?
June 22nd, San Francisco. Open your golden gate. And here are five cities to be announced later. These are five cities that will be on this tour. Philadelphia, Houston, Charlotte, Phoenix, and finally, and last but not least, Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's our tour. We're going
to
be dead
after.
LA is
hard. We're trying to find a warehouse that's literally right by Poodle's apartment because he doesn't want to drive anywhere.
And I can just like limp home.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
After taking three of your husbands in the alley behind the theater. Goals.
Goals. Anyway, okay. I think that's it. If you want. Last but not least, for the links, where do you go to buy tickets?
You go to our link tree on our Instagram.
Link tree link on our Instagram. We'll also, I will. I don't know how, but I'll make a little thing I think I can put that on our website. So
the Carl's wives are going to come out of the woodwork. I can just see it now.
But the best thing is go to our Instagram. We'll have a link tree there, and that's where you can get all of that information.
And it's all going to happen. It's all going to happen on Wednesday morning, and I'm sure everything will be rolled out. It'll be good. Hey, Reba.
I decided not to worry about it. It is what it is.
Sometimes I'll walk around and go, hey, River, want a wrench?
I did love it when he said, River, this episode. All right, 20 minutes in, let's finally talk about this episode.
Okay.
Let's finally do it. Christina, be sure to put in the show notes that tour dates are in the announcements because people that don't want to hear the announcements, because they're too bothered by announcements. They're too busy. Tell them that tour dates are in there because I swear to God, if you skip the announcements and then you come back and say, when are the tour dates? I'm going to fucking burn your house down.
The thing is, people think that I'm the more, I have more rage. No, I am a pussycat compared to this one.
I just painted a painting in my painting class and the sky was blood red. All right, let's do this.
Chantel.
Season 4, episode 8. Chantel gets a taste. Let's start with her.
I still feel like that this is some type of conspiracy. That I feel like the whole single life is a conspiracy, is a plot to make everyone realize how absurd heterosexuality is.
You're not wrong. I like it. I love that. Like I love that concept.
It is a queer plot to end population and to end the human population as we know it. Because they're trying to show how stupid it is and they're doing a great job. Because y'all, these people, they're trying to show you a mirror of how these people are trying to immediately jump into some type of fairy tale monogamy, and it's so stupid. But it's still completely watchable for me, and
here's
I don't know
the deal.
Why.
What is good about it is it feels ridiculous, and you think this isn't believable, yet a part of me actually believes that Chantel really thinks.
Oh, they have the perfect cast for it.
So I believe that either she's a great actor or Chantel really believes this bullshit she's saying. And this princess.
It's definitely not the first one.
No. Because she's a princess and she's upset that this hot guy isn't fawning all over her instead of these fucking snails and all of his bro friends.
Remember, I also think they've known each other for 3 days.
Yeah, it's true. My mind kind of went somewhere when he was like whispering to his friends.
Yeah, it was hot. Remember that foreign boys, though, are a lot more touchy with their friends. They just tend to kiss each other on the mouth. In my versions of events. So Chantel is saying, I want to live here.
I think I got to live here. She only has 2 more days left to bang for a bang trip. Now, we don't actually know if they've had sex or not.
No, I am certain they have not.
Okay.
I'm certain they have not. She's like, I just want to stay in the warm sand and his salty kisses. I was like, someone gave you that line.
She gets back in that van with that brat Scooby gang, and they are...
let's go, Scooby gang.
Let's go. They do.
They're going to a harvest festival, and I think all of them think it's going to be like... MTV's Spring Break, where they just go and like there's a big stage and Kid Rock is playing or or Limp Bizkit,
yeah,
or someone and Nelly comes out and plays with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Speaking of Canadian, Nelly Furtado loved
what?
Oh, Nelly the rapper. I thought you meant Nelly Furtado.
I think either situation could happen, but I was...
I just saw her as a... I'm catching up, and I just saw her as a judge on Canada's Drag Race. She looks great.
Thanks.
I love that spinoff. I think Brooklyn's a good host.
I'm sure. I don't watch the spinoffs. I just don't.
UK and Canada are better than the US.
I bet they are. I don't know. I can only take a little Drag Race.
Hey, I get it. It's a lot for some people.
So Chantel's like, I don't know if this is a fling or if there's a potential with Giannis. And they're asking, what's the festival for? Snails.
Snails. Because she doesn't want snails. She just wants to make out on the beach and have salty kisses.
And she says, oysters are aphrodisiacs. I don't like oysters. I like oysters. I don't like snails. So this is weird. Do you think she only likes oysters because she was told they were aphrodisiacs?
Yes. Yes.
And yes. If someone told her a snail was an aphrodisiac, would she eat it?
Probably yes. Look, this woman, her diet consists of chicken fingers, boring salads, and fettuccine Alfredo on cheat night.
I was going to say, let's give her some credit. Grilled chicken pasta. Not chicken fingers. She likes steak. She likes shrimps.
She does love scrimp.
But this whole idea of when she said, I love adventure, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
You like the resort you stay in.
Yes. And it's, again, y'all, it goes back to the fantasy. The salty kisses on the beach, yeah. Her mermaid fantasy. Like, it's all that shit that she slits for.
He feeds her a snail, which y'all know I have made my opinions about people feeding other people very well known. Don't feed me anything. She chews it and spits it out right in front of him. And
she's like, sorry.
It seems like he does have his friends there.
It does. And like when he's talking to his friends and also holding up his hands and whispering to them, even though I enjoyed that and my mind thought he was whispering, I'm going to suck your dick later when she's not looking. But I don't think that's probably actually what was said. That felt a little rude, I will say. But not so much that she was, she and Destiny, y'all, that friend, by the way, I love that the makeup artist and the hairstylist are just fucking talking to other people and flirting and it completely abandoned shit. They're like on the other end of the table. Just
the
having
thing
a
about it is, I guarantee you, he wouldn't have a problem if she was talking to all of her friends.
No, like that's kind of what he wants. And she's just sitting there with that kind of face looking like she ate bad shrimp. And Destiny is a terrible friend who is just enabling her.
It's really bad. And then she said, she's like, you're supposed to give me a kiss. And he kisses her. She's like, that was a weak kiss. And I went, is he supposed to French you at the table with his like great aunt down, like three people down?
Maybe. I will say though, people who have yelled in a gay bar, stick your tongue down my throat, don't need to throw stones at Chantel's glass house.
Yeah, maybe I can't talk about this. And she's like, I'm expecting him to take me in his arms and be cuddly and close. And I'm like, you've known him for 2 days.
You're at an outdoor, you're at a festival.
The King's Festival.
You are, but you're out in the middle of public. Why do you... We took a long time to make that reference. There was a lot of sissies just screaming into the woods at us for like 4 minutes. We are so sorry that we just now did that.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. What do we think of her? This may be controversial. What do you, as you put on lip gloss, what do you think of the concept of matchy-matchy eyeshadow with your outfit? As you sneeze.
As I see. We've talked about it before. I don't mind hinting at what you're wearing, but I don't enjoy a matchy-matchy. But let's say you're wearing like a beautiful green and you decide to do like maybe for your eyeliner, just like a hint of like a dark green shadow around your eye line.
Right. But when it's on the nose, you're saying, hey, look at my eyeshadow. It's the same color as my dress.
Yeah, I think eyeshadow color, normally, I would go again maybe with the eyeliner. Again, y'all, your makeup should match the undertone of your skin and your own coloring. And sometimes our clothing is a direct opposite of that.
Yeah.
So when we try to match our clothing to that, you know, it's
looks more obvious. Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily work. If you have pink undertones and you're wearing gold and then you decide to put yellow gold eyeshadow on, it's probably not going to look great.
I think her makeup artist did her a little dirty here.
She doesn't care. She wanted to go fuck some guys in Greece. Yeah. She's trying to get hers too.
nothing's as bad as the drag queen contouring on their first date.
That was done in the car.
That was done in the car.
They did her real dirty then.
So he's just goofing off with his friends. And then she's like, I need a man to show me off. Like, I'm his woman. And
gross.
Be super affectionate with me.
Gross.
What?
That is, you guys.
What do you want after 3 days?
Again, yeah, if they were together for a while. But also, I don't love the idea. I understand wanting affection. I get that. But. And I even understand, I think it's normal to want to in public when you're in a relationship you want to hold someone's hand because you want to signal. That's what gay people have been fighting for. You want to be able to share your love. But yeah. This idea about, I want someone to show me off.
Yeah.
Like which to me, that type of language that y'all, that tells us that Chantel's bought in to, let's say it together. Miss
Karen Nasty Karen, underscore or underscore not.
Yes. She's bought into the language that her parents have fed her. And she believes that she is this prize and trophy that should be celebrated and admired above all else. Really. Yeah. Above all else.
At one point, there's a little bit of self-actualization where she's like, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. But then we're right back to Dululu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That goes
and
away quickly.
She's like, what about the chemistry? And he's like, oh, yeah, we have chemistry. And then he's like, are you shy? He's like, I am, but I don't like to rush things. And you're right. The Destiny, her friend's like, he's giving you no attention. I don't know to what end Destiny is doing this.
Destiny gives me
to make trouble.
Yes, Destiny gives me Natalie from Ashley and Natalie vibes, where she's too invested in this relationship because she has nothing going on important in her life.
And Chantel says, well, that's it. He doesn't like me anymore. Oh, well. I feel like I've been swept to bay, but maybe it was never meant to be.
Never meant to be. Ooh. Oh, Natalie driving away on that scooter of Natalie and Ashley. Not Nuttily, but now. Oh.
Speaking of Nuttily. Let's do this.
She walks by Josh, y'all. If
after
saw,
making a lap.
Makes a lap, and then comes back to him and smiles. And so now she's smiling at him, and he goes to hug her, and she goes, no.
This is totally mango behavior. I've referenced this before. It's like, you cannot have the mango. No, and you reach out. It's totally Chris Kattan's mango from the 90s, early 2000s.
What happened to Chris Kattan? What's he up to now? I bet he's playing at a native casino somewhere.
I think he was on the like Surreal Life or something like that.
Oh, good for him.
I don't think he professionally, I think he wasn't the best person to work with.
Oh, really?
I think he had some demons. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Very talented person. So then she kind of wiggles out of a hug, and Josh kind of knows that this Natalie is the one who showed up. He's like, oh, great. Great. You never know what Natalie is going to show up.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
This is like the guy on Nightmare Before Christmas, the mayor. This is his face turns around and it's the sad Natalie.
I thought it was only Eliza's going to get this. It reminded me of He-Man of Manny Faces.
I remember that
character. Remember, because you just hit him on the top of the head and you don't know what's going to spin around and what you're going to get.
The character's name is Manny Faces?
Yes.
I get it, but
Man
it kind of
dash e I dash get it. Faces.
I get it.
I get it. Okay. Okay.
It sounds like Manny Faces. Sounds like he's going to sell you a GMC. down at Manny's car. Down at Manny Faces car and consignment shop.
That's true.
So basically, she's got that 1,000-yard stare going on, and I'm not sure. It's so interesting. Do you think she's there to break up with him?
I do think that she has decided in her mind that their relationship, her mother has finally convinced her that this, which is true, that this man doesn't love her. He doesn't, because he actually never says the L word.
He doesn't. I also want to be clear. I think if he would have gotten down on his knees and begged her, I think she would have given him a chance.
Oh, you think so?
Uh-huh. Because of attention. Yeah. It was it
probably.
Would be, yeah. So she says, I feel like there are many times when your words said something and your actions said another.
Josh just looks at her and says, your nails are cute. Y'all, he doesn't know what the fuck to say.
It's a minefield. And then he said, I did try. She's like, you tried. You never invited me to your home.
It's been a year, which that's true. I think if you date someone for a year, you should probably go to their house. Does she mean his apartment in LA or does she mean his home in Arizona
where his kids are?
I do think maybe he could have taken her there, but just not met his kids. But he knows that if Natalie comes to Arizona, she's going to demand to see his children.
Yes.
Yeah. Which again, our thoughts are with Josh. His son was in an accident. So sending him some love and healing.
But she says, I am one of the million and I deserve a great man. And then she says, you're fucking weak. And I can't be next to a man who's weak.
And that's not true at all. He's just not into you. And she puts her head in her hands and she's just sitting there for like five minutes with her head in her hands.
Just, can you imagine being a bystander?
Oh God.
I would give anything. If you're listening, like TLC, I would give anything just to be a background.
I think this is filmed in that nice area of Laguna Beach where they have like those little shops.
I agree.
Which is a very well-to-do area.
It's frou-frou,
Yeah, I'm sure that it was on... Did they film Laguna Beach there all the time?
No, that's a little more... south. Yeah. That's still, where it's more exclusive.
These people are probably looking around going, what the fuck is going on?
He says, I have obligations. My life is very complicated, and I can't give you everything you want. And he is putting up... He's basically saying, this is what I can do for you at this point. And
he's actually happy, y'all, because he needed her to end the relationship along. Because if he did it,
he couldn't give away that
she would kill
miracle
the
pussy.
Rabbit. Yes. Yeah.
He could not give. He cannot stop with crazy pussy because crazy pussy will win every time. As he says, she's like, as I give everything and I suffer. And she says, I'm not interested anymore in seeing you. And he's like, but I do care for you. He says, care for you.
Because she says, you do not want me. And that's his response. But I do care for you.
And anyway.
Can you just don't?
And he says, I like you a lot, but I think you need something different. I think he's being extremely kind here.
Maybe she realizes that she just doesn't say it, that he's a fuckboy, y'all. He's not going to ever be. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
I put him in the complete fuckboy territory. I think he's going to lead a woman on, but not. He's an older fuckboy. He's a little older established fuckboy.
He is, but he's like works for a modeling agency. He's like a model promoter, talent scout. So he's one level above a club promoter.
I agree
in
with
my
you.
Opinion.
I agree with you.
Y'all, don't fuck them. Don't fuck them, but don't date a model scout.
Don't date a model scout. Mm-mm. Don't date a club promoter. Mm-mm. Don't date anyone who...
they're selling Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's just there. You know it. You when someone tells you what they do, and you go,
if they're a manifest coach, don't date them.
I just feel like there is something. If everyone out there who's dated a club promoter could probably chime in here and say, you're not going to rehabilitate a club promoter.
No.
Need to get over that part in their life and be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And then, maybe then, you can date them.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's
just like that girl from You, Me, and My Ex.
Oh, God. Remember, poor thing.
Dating that hot guy.
And she's like, maybe I'm meant to be alone. I need to be with someone who will heal me. Again, no one can heal you, y'all. No one can heal you.
No,
you have to do that to yourself.
You do.
You do it to yourself. You do.
Oh, no. You did have sex this weekend. Your brain's cleared.
It was radio.
Or something. Yeah. Radiohead. Where was I? I lost my place. So he says, I am genuinely sorry. And that's where she says, I have love in my life with my mom. And sometimes men bring her pain.
Yeah.
And she's like, maybe I'm meant to be alone. And he just kisses her hand. And she says, sometimes we fall for people who are just not for us. And I fall for a guy who distracts me emotionally and makes me weak. I need to be with someone who will heal me, like Jake said. I don't love the shame she puts on herself and him, because she goes back and forth and says, things just don't work out, but I am weak. I don't think that makes you weak, Natalie. I think that just makes you
human. This is all her mother's training.
It is.
And then, y'all, we come full circle, because she's hugging the only thing stable enough in her life. She's hugging another tree.
Well, and when she goes to
leave.
Trees don't leave. When she goes to look for the tree, they kind of they're shooting her from the back, and she looks kind of like Daryl Hannah and Splash, who just came onto the land for the first time with those really horrible extensions.
Trees and don't leave, like the sequel to Men Don't Leave.
She hugs that tree. Josh is saying, I don't know what more I could have given her. And they're playing this music like, love me better, love me better, love me. And then she just sits on the curb and sobs. And you know, some woman in Laguna Beach just got out of Pilates and thinks that Natalie is someone who is unhoused.
Yes. And she's like, I gave Michael 7 years. And she's crying now. And she's talking about her husband's. I think if a gay alien race came down and said, what are these people even doing? We're going to go back to our gay planet and live that way. Because heterosexuality is for the birds. It's for the... it's an indictment. I'm telling you.
It's an indictment. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it would be better if Natalie focused on some of the relationships in her life that are great.
You mean the one with that tree?
No, I mean with her mother. And I'm sure there's other shrubs or something.
No, girl needs to get into therapy and love herself first.
Amen. In fact, sissies, this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. But yeah, I think if she worked on her own insecurity.
You mean she needs to fill that giant black hole in her soul that screams, love me, give me the baby so my mother will love me. Cream, why have you forsaken me? Cream.
Yeah, that. Well, see, I've discovered that some of the proudest moments of my own relationships in my life took a little bit of work, and therapy helped me realize that in the past, I have established a roadmap for healthy relationships. Sometimes I just get off track.
Off track? More like you're off-roading into a landmine of men on the DL who'll never be able to give you the love that you want.
Oh my God, just like, Josh, wait. Am I?
Natalie? Good Lord, yes. You just figured that out?
Well, I am.
There's already a subgroup in the Sissy Squad called Maddie or Natalie. Who's sadder?
What?
Girl, Mary : Sissy Detective even has a Substack about it.
A Substack? Is that a sandwich?
Oh, go hug a tree.
Okay.
Sissies, a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best relationships happen when both people put in the work to make them great.
Three!
I'm trying to talk! Here, eat some Fritos and calm yourself.
Thank you.
As I was saying, therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. My therapist reminds me that some people in my life are going at their own pace and that it's worth it to stick with them.
Do we have any French onion dip?
Even if they are still working through it.
And my therapist helps remind me that even though some of my relationships haven't worked out, that I do have other friendships and bonds that I've created that are healthy.
Sure. Sissies, if you want things in your life to be better and you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Sissies, become your own soulmate.
Whether you're looking for one or not.
Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Do we have any chili or cheese?
You have Fritos on your chin, and we need to move on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall we move on to John?
Let's do it. He's driving down the highway and it's only going his way. Don't turn back if you don't want children.
River! What a wrench! You started, it's too high, so I couldn't go... but I didn't want to take it down the full octave. There you go. That's why I give you the high stuff. Your head voice is higher than mine.
No one cares.
That's like the only thing I will ever allow to be said about our voices in comparison.
I know. Let's move on to Sparkles. Okay, John. John is, he and Megan, they're in the car back from where just Patrick and Thais just, and y'all, as we see, they're going to be on Hay.
Yeah.
So, and I wonder if there's going to be like crossover. Is this going to be like something like a Marvel television show and a Marvel movie come together? Like, is there going to be Megan and John on Happily Ever After fighting about with Patrick and Thais?
Oh, very meta.
Who knows?
I still have to say, I think it was, regardless of how kind of Patrick and Thais don't really disapprove of the relationship. It's even some people say, oh, it's revenge from him getting back. But that's not what you do to people you love.
It's, yes, and it's 100% revenge and it's 100% terrible.
Yeah. Agreed. It's just like...
And because Megan's just driving back. She just looks, y'all, shell-shocked. She's totally overwhelmed. She's only in Vegas for one day.
Her eye makeup is melting.
Yeah, she's just like, the fuck. And I love that John said, don't know about you, but I can use a drink.
I can use a drink.
And she's like,
said
sure.
Every night about this time. And he's like, just one.
Usually night. It's usually around 4:30.
And then he's like, I know what I want. It's to be with you. I want you and River and me to be a family. I just don't know about another kid.
And she says, but would you change your mind if, like, I know, and he says there is a possibility that he would change his mind about having kids.
What do you think about this conversation? And there was a kind of a parallel example on Couples with Trouble, but it was even more ridiculous when they're talking about children. And I was like, you've known them for 4 days.
It's true, but they're legitimately trying to get into a relationship, and if they think that it's going to have any
legs, right? What do you think? Is it a complete deal breaker when people say, I don't want to have kids, but there's a possibility that I could change my mind?
I'm of two minds. Like, personally, Well, I actually don't think I can judge that because I was that person. I thought I wanted kids. And if the person I was with said that they wanted kids, and I've completely, and in the words of 90 Day Fiance, I've had a 360.
Yeah.
And now I don't want children. That said, though, if I got in a relationship with someone and they really wanted children, I probably would have kids with them. But I really don't.
Interesting.
I do think having kids with someone, it's so dependent upon, and I'm not saying that people that say, I don't want kids can always be convinced. No, make your decision. So I'm not saying that at all. But, like, y'all, it is clear. Poodle does not want children. Nothing's going to change that.
I think I would have to have questions about if someone had a baby there, and I'd have to say, no, don't eat the baby. Don't eat the baby and gather its strength. I would have to fight my natural inclination. Just
agreed. I don't have that. So if I do think for some people it depends on, you know, like the reason I think I in my last, you know, I kind of recognized that my partner at the time I didn't think would be a great father. So I think it depends on if you're with someone.
Boy,
that's
a mouthful. Jesus. Yeah.
But if you're with someone that you think would be a great parent, I do think that can change your perspective and go, okay, this would be great to have kids with this person.
I kind of agree with you. I believe that two people, that when you're in a relationship and you, when two people can kind of learn and grow with each other, things do change.
Yes.
So
I do want to hold babies. I do still want to do that. I can't, I just,
again, I'm still afraid that I may just try to bite one.
Y'all, if we're on tour, well, you can't bring the baby to the show, but if you could, I would kiss and hold
your baby. People brought a baby before.
Oh, they did.
People brought babies to our show.
I guess you can. I don't know if you can or not. Maybe contact the theater.
Don't bring a baby so he can hold it. No.
Don't. No, you should, because if the baby starts,
weird.
If your baby starts crying in the middle of the show, Poodle's going to yell at your baby. He doesn't care how old your baby is.
I won't yell at you. I will yell at your baby.
He's going to yell at your baby and
your
make
baby
you,
should know better.
And he's gonna make you leave and go into the lobby.
Yes, I will. And you know
especially
what?
If it's during
everyone,
our song.
Everyone in the audience will thank me for it.
If it happens during the song, he will stop the show and start the song over.
I'll humiliate you. I'll bring up the lights.
Don't bring your baby. Don't bring your baby.
You can bring your baby. Just make sure your baby's a good baby.
maybe just bring him to the VIP.
You know what? You can hold that baby. I'm going to be over here because I don't trust your baby.
I think just bring pictures of your baby. That's probably the best.
Yeah. So the long and the short of it is we are undecided about babies at a reality game show. We are fine if you're pregnant, though. There's a lot of pregnant women.
Oh,
and well, for some reason,
I will sing to your stomach if you want me to.
That's weird.
I love it.
She's kind of freaked out, understandably, by the way that his own sister-in-law went off.
I think she's freaked out by I don't even think she said, she didn't even really put words to, yes, she's freaked out by the revelation of John and children, but I think also on another level, she's freaked out, what kind of family is this that just attacks someone the first time they meet his girlfriend and said, like, what am I getting into?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. So she's concerned with the long distance and he doesn't want to feel rushed. And her thing is, says, we do need a chance to try to live life like a couple who lives in the same place. I'm like you. I really do believe this has been going on longer. Again, I don't know what the point of not saying that is, because it makes it feel extremely more foolish.
Again, it goes along with your saying they're trying to show that heterosexual relationships are just useless.
It makes perfect sense to me. This is the gay aliens go, nope, not gonna happen. This is bad.
It's not. Veronica and Jamal aren't doing it any favors.
Boy,
either.
Fuck that shit. Anyway, I think he might be one of the most passive aggressive men we've ever had on the show.
Jamal is very passive.
He makes me feel like shit every time he says something.
Are we talking about them now?
No, I think we need to finish. I think that's basically that.
That is basically John and
back
Megan.
Back and forth about, he does say.
He's like, I don't like deadlines. Don't like deadlines.
Megan says, you have to be 100% in her drunk slur, which even though they only had one drink, it sounds like she's had four. Mm. She's like, you have to be 100% sure. And he's like, I am. I wish you believed me. And anyway, y'all, they are doing, I hate this kind of airport goodbye where you can tell nothing is resolved and neither of them can really, she needs to sulk and be in her feelings. I totally get it.
It's a bad goodbye. Bad goodbye, easier said than done.
Who is that? A country song?
Clint Black.
Oh, that's taking it back.
I think I love Clint Black. I think he sings that song with his
Lisa Hartman Black?
With his wife.
Lisa Hartman Black.
Is it with No, I am so sorry. It is Wynonna.
Oh, okay.
Wynonna. I forget who sang it because I remember at my brother's graduation, Amy Hunt Porter and Donnie Fulton sang that. And nobody knew Donnie Fulton could really sing like that because Donnie Fulton just, he looks like someone who would drive an old truck and have a lazy eye because he does.
I don't know how we got here.
He's
but
in my
going.
Brother's grave. Anyway, he sang so.
Why are they singing the song Bad Goodbye at your brother's graduation?
Because they were one of the most beloved high school seniors that Long Grove schools had ever had. Teachers were in, because that was my brother's grade and they were
great. Not a graduation song.
But it was a bad goodbye because a lot of them weren't ready to leave. And that's true. Last time I saw Donnie, he had a blow in a thing in his truck. I shouldn't say that, though. Never mind. His wife just died in a car crash, too. Just burned up all in it. Just like... and he's stuck raising their kid.
Jesus!
Yeah, sorry. Anyway,
don't you find it that there's a huge, like a ridiculously large percentage of people who die in car wrecks where we come from?
There was. Amy Hunt Porter, though, is doing really well. She was pregnant during Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And so they had a costumer to cover up because she played Millie, who's the main person in Seven Brides
Holy
for Seven Brothers?
Shit.
Who's the main woman in the Seven Brides? She played
Millie.
Her. She
yeah.
played Millie.
She'd already gone courting.
That's true. And Sammy wasn't happy that she had to kiss Brian Gardner. But Brian Gardner is real gay. Although he's married now. Whatever. They love Jesus. Anyway.
Can we move on? I'm begging you.
But no. Now, Amy just got three kids. Her and Sammy are still together. And their kids are in the military now and all graduating from college. It's a happy ending.
Is it? Like I screamed last week, happiness is an illusion.
It's an illusion.
Make the best of what you have.
Listen to Bad Goodbye today. I might have to put that on the honky tonkin' mix.
So, John, this is one of these things. I really encourage people if you are having to have a situation like this, I would have gone into the airport and say, we're going to have this conversation. It is just like the worst thing to have a conversation like this before you fly.
It's not good. And it's not great when you drive away and your car breaks down.
He's like, what a shit show. My car needs a tow.
Okay.
I need a wrench. Where's River?
I'm going to say this and I'm really proud of myself. It shows the work that I've done on myself.
Are you done with Jamal yet?
Jamal's not hot to me
done?
Anymore now, y'all. I'm done.
You're done. Thank you.
The therapy works. Use our BetterHelp code.
I've been thinking the whole time, it ain't a working when you're talking about...
Y'all, now, would I still have sex with him?
Yeah, I would
yes,
too.
Yes, but so would Jake. But I can see now that, again, he's one of those guys who's, I don't guess necessarily think a bad guy as far as he's just an actual desperate need of validation, but won't actually look at himself and will just gaslight whoever he's with to feel bad about themselves.
No, this is someone who has mommy's special little boy. And he's read a couple of books that are important for self-help that are, and he can speak the language, but he's just a D-bag in those clothes. He's just a D-bag who is a little bit more self-actualized. And actually it makes him super manipulative when he can
and,
do it.
And I will say, he doesn't even, I need to see more if he knows he's being manipulative or not. I think he's too wrapped in his own hurt and need for validation. Yeah.
A lot of this is, he is too young for her.
He's too young for her.
She is a grown woman with a, I'm not saying being best friends with your ex is baggage you can't work through, but it's quite a few Louis Vuittons for a lot of people.
Some fake ones and some real ones.
Yeah. And it needs to be addressed in a way that I think what Veronica could do is address this in more of a considerate way and not be defensive about it.
The thing is, the way Veronica needs to talk to Jamal to get through Jamal is she has to talk to him like a parent.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I'm glad that Veronica's not doing that because she is... one thing that Veronica showed y'all, let's just get into what was. So they're driving back and Jamal's like, they need to set more boundaries. Jamal's right. I think that's what Jamal is. He can take a seed of something that is very true. Veronica and Tim need to have better boundaries. Like when he says it's weird that he's asking you how a steak cooked, Veronica says, I agree. It drives me fucking nuts. But I understand what Jamal's saying. Veronica's saying, I agree, it's really weird. But even as Veronica says later, but I'm not going to do anything about it. That would be frustrating if I was someone in the other person being like,
I agree.
That would make me feel invalidated and completely cast aside.
I think what it feels like, unfortunately for me, the place that these questions are coming from in Jamal's world are questions of insecurity because he wants to be the main man, and he can't even see. Doesn't matter that Tim is definitely not. He even said, this is someone you had sexual intercourse with. And that's when I went, oh, it's about that for you.
It is weird about that because it's this idea. It feels like there's
this guy had you, and now I don't want him in your life.
There's a bit of misogyny, it feels like, underneath this, of somebody having my woman because, you know, Tim says, you know, Veronica brings up his mom, which y'all,
comparison either.
I don't think we're going to see Kimberly I've heard rumors that we are not going to see interactions with Veronica, which breaks my heart.
The tell-all?
Maybe. I hope on the tell-all. I need it. Y'all, why?
I need it.
Jamal is beautiful, but Kimberly is the superstar. She's the super fan and the superstar that we want to see. But anyway, when you told your mom about this. And Jamal
not
says,
a comparison.
Jamal is right. It's not a great comparison. But then he says, well, it's not a great comparison because you and Tim aren't family. That's not true.
Yeah.
And that's insulting.
That's
again,
when I went.
We just talked about him invalidating Tim as a father, and he's doing it again.
That would, if I was Veronica, that would be, she's like, look, he is my son. He is my daughter's father. Point, period, period. Punto.
So he is family, full stop.
You will not disrespect me anymore today. Good night, punto. That's it, full stop. And they're like, basically, we're not going to talk about this. And if you bring this up again, we will have no future. That's it. You need to get used to that.
But instead of focusing on that, Jamal makes it and just keeps going, I can't believe you brought my mom to this. My mom,
I'm such a victim. Oh.
He really goes on the victim stance.
Do you understand why? It's so interesting Veronica's basically trying to, I'm trying to make everyone around me comfortable because I'm codependent. Please, just let me. Just.
Veronica is codependent. It is not her job to make someone comfortable. That said, though, I do agree with her. Jamal is trying to use, he is not understanding that when someone is Spanish speaking and English is not their first language, I think that was actually very admirable that Veronica was speaking Spanish to help her feel comfortable. And this idea, Jamal tries to say it's not about that, but Jamal, you're using that exchange to try to prove another point.
He took it personally.
Well, he's upset that she takes care of parents, Tim. That's true. But he's using an example that has nothing to do with that. Yeah. He's just trying to manipulate it that way.
And she says, well, no, she likes his dumb ass. And I was trying to fill her in about this. And what Jamal, I don't know. And she has told Jamal this. And I know it's a kind of a weird thing. She's like, look, if he's with someone, it's much easier for us.
And she's trying to say, but I will say you were dead right. And I know this because I've lived this. I've done, this is complete codependency.
Yeah.
Because she is trying to get Tim with someone because it's easier for her instead of and Jamal is right at the core of this. Tim can be family, but she needs to put down strong boundaries with Tim and keep her boundaries.
Yeah.
But Veronica doesn't. And I recognizes game.
And then he does this horrible thing. I hate this. There are people, and it's, I'm trying not to make this a younger generation kind of thing, but
don't make yourself sound old.
But he's like, do you feel like it's your job to make Tim's potential girlfriends comfortable? Which is the shittiest question. And it is a question. It's an insult veiled in a question. And yes. And are you his handler? So he's saying shitty things, and then she...
But with truth behind it, because she does.
But it's the way he's asking
it. It's the way he asks it's
like, I want to make people around me as comfortable as I can. And he's like, okay, I don't know why you're yelling. And just the bitchiest way possible. Y'all, when someone's getting heated... The last thing you need to tell them is like, okay, I don't know why you're yelling.
Some people probably would say he's gaslighting. This is not gaslighting. I want to show the difference. This is not gaslighting. This is just passive aggressiveness.
Yes, agreed.
Because he even says, like, at the beginning of the car, he says, it's crazy how you can't take any type of responsibility. And kind of mumbles it. And you're dead on that. A lot of this is because he's just a fucking child. He's a kid.
This, I see a lot of 20-somethings behaving like this.
Yeah, I think 40-year-old Jamal would watch this and go, oh, God.
Yeah.
If not, then that's a problem.
And he says, well, this was really interesting. He's like, it's not about the Spanish speaking. And he's like, well, I've moved past that. And Veronica says, you don't get to move past that. We're not done talking about this. I loved that. Y'all, call someone out if they do that to you.
I do really respect her calling her. What I loved about this, he was trying to be passive aggressive and manipulator, and Veronica was having none of it.
Yes.
None of it.
And he's like, you're really mad, and trying to still joke about it. Are you going to be mad all night?
Yeah, I'm going to be mad all night. Payback's a bitch.
If someone said that to me, I would scream and breathe fire so their face was singed. And I was like, yes, I'm going to be mad.
And Veronica's right when she says, look, you started this. And this is dead on. She said, I gave you an answer, and you didn't accept the answer. That is dead. He did not listen and or validate any of her feelings at all. Whereas Veronica, she did validate some of the things Jamal was saying.
And he's like, finally says, well, I'm not going to let you raise your voice at me, so I'm just going to stop talking.
Well, and Veronica says, you want me to treat you like a child? She gets that he wants her to fucking parent him. She's getting it.
And he's like, oh, feisty. This is just way too extra.
Extra.
Go back to San Diego or wherever you are.
You need 10 years to have to actually fall in love with someone besides yourself, which happens to a lot of us when we're younger. for it. He needs to get his heart broken. He needs to get it ripped out of his chest. He does need to get his heart broken. He needs to be devastated, and he needs to be leveled, and his identity needs to be repaired. And then maybe he'll be a more fully functioning
human. That's 100% what needs to happen.
That's happened to Poodle, and it's happened to me, and it probably needs to, that's what happens to most of us to go out to the world to have more empathy.
It's better if it happens in your 20s because you're a little more resilient then.
When it's in your 40s, it's rough. It's rough.
So Debbie. We're riding around in the three-wheeled car.
Driving down Miami. We're only in a three-wheeled car.
Don't turn back, because we're going to go see his parents. Mom had a reaction to chemo.
Wow. Did you have to sing that?
Yeah. I had to take it down, too, because it's just too high. There we go. I feel like your cords actually bend around themselves when you do that. Ruben's the primary caretaker for both his mother and father. And so, y'all, she's going to have to move there if there's anything. I mean,
this is the type of guy, you guys, if you want to date Poodle, one of the first top 10 rules to get Poodle's heart is to tell Poodle, my mom got put in the hospital today because she had and is getting chemo, but I came to see you instead.
Yeah, that feels like that's a great flex for me. Yeah, I gotta give you that.
I'm like, oh, really? You chose me over your cancer mom?
And it's not like an easy cancer. It's like fucking pancreatic cancer.
God, if you want Poodle to lean in, that's how you do it.
This isn't like non-Hodgkin's.
Mm-mm.
or whatever the easiest cancer. There's not an easy cancer.
Your child needs a kidney, but you chose to go on a weekend trip with Poodle. He'll be yours forever.
Yeah, that shows effort. I gotta say that. That's putting in the work. I'm gonna like, you did that for me. And then we get home. They're like, yeah, I gotta go see my mom. Of course you do.
It's over.
Always running back to mom. And I will say, though, this is, he does say, my parents come first before anybody else. And then she says, the family matters. And all I could go, it's a rare condition this day and age. To see any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition and the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Bum, bum, bum.
There must be some magic moves inside these gentle walls. I don't know the words. Be a lover bursting out of every seam.
The days go by.
It's a big good love and the family. Yeah, that needed to be done.
Needed to be done.
Because if someone says the family matters, I have to.
It's going to happen. Christina, can you make sure that all goes together well so we're together musically? Thank you.
We'll see. He says, I've committed myself to taking care of them. And as we continue to get serious after knowing each other, this is weird.
You got to move down here to Miami.
They've been talking. This is several months after the same guy. They've been talking for a couple of months now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is so weird. This might be the most serious relationship on the show this season. And I wrote down, does this have the potential to be the one that works?
Potential.
You are right. Yeah. Oh, my God. You are right.
I said, could this work?
Debbie and Ruben the Cuban are the heart of the show.
They kind of are.
God, this really is an indictment on heterosexual relationships.
I decided... This is some type of secret plot by the gay mafia.
This Matt whole Sharp, show.
Matt Sharp's like, I'm taking down the binary.
It's trying to make heterosexuality extinct for by people looking at it and saying, this doesn't even work anymore. Pish. We don't need kids. We don't need population. We'll just invent them in test tubes.
That's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
And
we'll see. Next week, we're going to have... Ruben's going to be meeting Dad. We're going to have...
Ruben's meeting Julian. Julian.
Or Julian, I'm sorry. Meeting Julian.
But for all intents and purposes, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Yeah. There's... what else? Something else looked really good for next week. Oh, well. I missed it. I forgot already. It's out of my head.
I watched it on Wednesday of last week, so I can't remember the previews. Thank God for my notes.
It does look good, y'all. Single Life is delivering.
Oh, God.
It's a great season.
I think it's got complete and utter, it's got a lot of moron potential. But I'm here for it. I think the Chantel storyline is just so stupid.
But so real.
Yeah. For her, anyway.
For her.
And the Debbie storyline, I'm starting to believe it. And I can't believe it. He still feels like he's in witness protection to me, or he's wearing a disguise. There's something about him in that Wu-Tang Clan shape between his goatee that just.
Well, maybe we'll meet him in Fort Lauderdale.
Maybe come to the show, yeah. Ruben the Cuban.
Well, we can't invite anybody because nobody will let anybody come.
I really hope she starts calling him Ruben and not Ruben the Cuban. It doesn't. It sounds awful. That. Yeah.
All right, everybody. What's next week's episode going to be called? I don't know. Ty Ray. What's it just going to be called?
Ty Ray eats a burger.
Yeah. Whatever. Ty Ray dates someone with spiders on her eyes. Because that bitch's eyelashes were so heavy.
Yeah.
They were so heavy, you can't even see her eyes.
I'm just happy he's finally going to have a first date.
With an actual person.
With an actual person, yeah.
Who's an actual woman and not a man.
Yeah. It's a man, baby.
All right, everybody. That's the show. You know the deal. Go to realitygaze.com. Again, if you want to go to our Linktree link, either way you want, for all tour dates, that's where that will be. We're excited to see y'all on the road. And again, bring your baby at your own discretion.
Please.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And remember, y'all, if you go into a theater in North Hollywood and you see blonde curls, know that you're in for a ride on the stage. She's going to be delivering those Chekhov monologues like nobody else.
And then you can call us.
And then you can call us.